Today, my guest is Casley Johnson, who is founder and CEO of My Home Pathway. Casley, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Rucker, thank you for having me and excited to be here to share.
We always start with that very important question. Why, Casley, do you do what you do?
So my background is in financial services, banking, did for about 15 years. And in that time frame, realized that there were still some significant gaps when it came to access to capital across a couple of different communities. And we haven't solved that problem yet as a financial services sector. And, you know, I figured, hey, if it hasn't been solved in 50, 60, 70 years, and I think I have a way to actually solve this problem that helps both consumers and lenders, why not give it a shot? And so my background is in risk. It was still a risk issue to a certain extent, why we still have some of these gaps that we have. So with that, I took that background and I took a little consulting background as well, did some consulting at EY and leveraged those two pieces with the current gap that's in the market when it comes to access to capital for home ownership. You know, the problem is pretty vast, right? When you think about it from both a consumer standpoint, as well as from a lender, realtor, and everybody else that's in the mortgage standpoint. So solving that problem creates a lot of opportunities for everybody.
So you're passionate about giving everyone a shot at home ownership and getting access to lending, which not everyone has. And it sounds like during your career, you have found that to be the case, and that is driving you to make a change and actually make sure that everyone has access.
And I can actually take from a personal story. When my mom was getting her first home, it was super difficult. 25 plus years ago. And I remember reading through the first, deed and the mortgage documents that she signed. And it was like super confusing, had a bunch of questions. And for a lot of people, it's intimidating. And a lot of people don't get a chance to even get there. And so how do you simplify that process based on even like my mom's experience when she first started getting into trying to buy her first home? And she wasn't a great risk from a bank perspective. But we worked with a couple of folks that taught us a little bit around the credit side and the down payment savings and DPA programs. And so she was able to get it, but it was like a super difficult process. That created an opportunity for me to think through that. And we're like, well, home ownership is really that one first ladder rung when it comes to building wealth. And too many people, that's just not possible.
But a lot of people have that dream, right? Owning their own home. It's certainly something that's personal for you. Now, what is the one thing that the My Home Pathway does to help people get access to home ownership?
Our goal is to leverage technology to create a structured path for most consumers, right? So within all of the information asymmetry and the complexity of the mortgage, credit, personal finance space, Most consumers are confused, and most banks don't have the capacity to sit there with each consumer and walk them through the entire process. So then what do you do to actually help consumers and to help institutions, right? So you can get those consumers to prime credit scores, for example. But everyone wants prime consumers. Half the population is not prime. That's a big gap from a lender standpoint. There's a lot of people that are what you call within striking distance. They are 40, 50 points away from prime, but they don't know what to do. We're just simplifying that process and also helping people to build their risk profiles. So from a risk intermediation standpoint, how do I take the complexity of all of the personal finance stuff, the mortgage, the underwriting, and simplify it down so that Rucker has a clear path to get home ownership? So we build a pathway for consumers. It's called My Home Pathway. That simplifies it for them. And you almost like follow the yellow brick road from a consumer standpoint. We will gap assess your data. So once you come onto our platform, you connect your data, we gap assess it. And from there, we can build your roadmap. That roadmap gets you from high risk to qualified. And that's actually where you get access to capital from a consumer standpoint. Now you flip it on the lens on a lender perspective, you have 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 consumers that you rejected. And you don't do anything with them. You don't provide an opportunity, send them to us, and we can work with them to get them back to your standard. And that way, you now create a sales pipeline for yourself as an institution where we can help rehab those customers back to your underwriting criteria.
So you not only educate consumers about how they should get ready for home ownership, you actually help them with actionable steps, make sure that they get ready and have a pathway towards home ownership.
Correct. It's not just the literacy portion. We work with someone, say they're a 620 credit score, and we say, hey, we want to get you Rutger to a 700. Here are the specific things, Rutger, you need to do to get to a 700. If you're paying rent, for example, do you have rent reporting embedded into your credit score? I see it and I already know you don't, but yep. We can recommend, hey, Rutger, you do rent reporting, and here's a partner that we already vetted, and you embed rent reporting into your credit score as a trade line, 40 to 50 points, right? So doing something, we're giving you credit for something you've already done.
Right. So you're a financial coach that actually tells me how to get into shape. Is that right?
Yes. And we'll keep you in shape. So we're not the Biggest Loser version. We're going to keep you in shape.
You'll keep you in shape so that you're at your best financial fitness that you can be. Now, how do your customers talk about the value they get from it?
I mean, from a consumer side, it's opening up access. So most of those consumers that we've worked with wouldn't have been able to get, you know, pre-approval or close their mortgages. So it's, you know, and providing opportunity to build wealth, to provide a safe place for their families. So it's a personal journey for a lot of our consumers that leverage our platform. And even though we are a technology company, we still want to create a personalized journey for each consumer, because all our gaps are a little bit different, right? And how we provide you recommendations to close those gaps is to actually get you to help accomplish your goal, right? Which is homeownership, wealth building, et cetera. So for consumers, it's been a really positive journey for them. And then from a lender standpoint, realtors and others that have worked with us, it's all creating a sales enablement for them and an opportunity, not just for them from a revenue perspective, but to actually build a deeper consumer relationship. Because to tell somebody no as an institution, say, hey, Rutger, you don't meet our standards, it's a little bit tricky, but you now have an opportunity to say, hey, Rutger, we're not saying no. You kind of have to say no from a regulatory standpoint, but we're telling you not yet. And so that even changes the dynamic of the relationship and the messaging and say, hey, go work with my own pathway. They'll help you to meet our standards, and then we'll be able to, you know, effectively provide you that access to capital.
I can only imagine that loan officers, bankers must be relieved to not be able to just say, no, can't do this, but say, hey, not yet. With this partner, you can actually get there. You just need to take a couple of steps. And then when you're ready, you're going to come back. And then I'm happy to say yes once you have qualified.
A lot of times people don't even know what the criteria is, right? So if you truly don't know what the full underwriting matrix is of the box, how do you really know if you qualify? Especially for folks that aren't as financially literate, which is 70% of the population or more. And so that's where it's a guess game. And we're trying to reduce that guess game for both lenders and for consumers to say, here's a clear path for you, Rutger. Here's a clear path for you, Susan. And so this is what helps you to get there. And then from an institution standpoint, it's like, hey, we don't need to necessarily share our entire underwriting matrix with the entire general population. But yeah, we work with my pathway, and then we'll be able to say, hey, this is where we know B of A, Wells Fargo, for example, would be their underwriting criteria, and we can work with the consumer to get them from here to here. And so that's part of where we're kind of demystifying the process and adding a lot of value on both sides.
That is super powerful for consumers, especially if you've just been told no, to know that there's someone there as an ally for you to help you get ultimately to that home ownership, because that is many people's dream.
Correct. We don't want to be a dream deferred for everybody. Right? And so we're going to be able to put you in a space where, you know, it may take you 3, 4, 5, or 6 months to get there, but now we're going to help guide you there. So now you don't have to guess. We're going to guide you there and give you the specific things that you need to do. And we're going to help be able to hold you accountable, provide you actually the recommendations that get you there. But you know, you still have to execute, right? So we're going to walk you to water, but you still have to do some of the things that we're telling you to do.
Just like the analogy of the coach, you can't make people fit. You still got to do the work yourself, but you can certainly train them and tell them what to do.
Correct, right? I'm not lifting the 50 pounds for you, right? Or 20 pounds for you, but I'm going to give you the workout routine, and I'm going to give you all the things that you need to. And we're going to work on the goal that you want to be able to get to as an individual or as a family together.
That makes total sense. Now, I like to do this thing called futures thinking. We don't know what the future is going to bring us. I like to think about a possible future. So if we think 10 years out, so 2035, what do you see of a possible future for home ownership?
I think there's two things that I would love to see. So I'm going to project my future onto this. So we'll see how close it gets there. Right now, we have a 5 to 6 million, depending on who you ask, housing shortage in the U.S. So we haven't had consistent building to keep up with demand for quite some time. There's other opportunities for us to leverage modular homes, 3D printed homes, et cetera. And so I really want to see from a federal, state, and even a local level, opportunities to try, you know, these different types of approaches to housing supply and really give funding support to these, you know, what are considered non-traditional builders, especially within the affordable housing space. First-time home buyers, starter homes, those things almost don't exist anymore, don't get built, right? And so that's the thing that really allowed a lot of people to get into home ownership. And for most of these consumers, most first-time home buyers, that supply doesn't exist. So that will hopefully close that 6 million to maybe hopefully in the next 10 years, a million. The other one, I think we really need to embed blockchain in the entire mortgage space. If you think about how cumbersome a lot of mortgage paperwork is, tracking, repayment, post-origination, servicing, blockchain will help all of that. You know, it would make it a lot more efficient. It would help reduce costs. It would help add transparency. So I think that, in the future would be something I'd love to see.
And where do you see 10 years out access to lending? If you put on your wishful glasses, into where would you like to see that 10 years from now?
So I have a thing in mind. So the black to white home ownership rate, the gap is still 30 points. It's been 30 points since 1960. Before Fair Housing Act passed. So we literally have made no progress in the last 60 years. I would love to see that gap close by 15 to 20 points in the next 10 years. It's not going to probably get all the way there in 10 years, but I would love to see significant access to capital increase for everyone. When we think about homeownership supply, being able to get people into affordable first-time homes is one of the pieces there. But from an access to capital standpoint, improving the risk profiles of a lot of communities, underserved communities, immigrant communities, that's one of the big challenges still, because a lot of those communities are still viewed as risky communities and risky assets. And I don't necessarily believe that. And so our platform is actually going to help solve part of that. And so that's where I would love to see us make significant, not even just social impact, but it's a business. Closing that gap creates all $2 trillion worth of equity for folks. So you're thinking about another $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion in issued mortgages. Growth over that mortgage over time creates another trillion, give or take. So you're really looking at economic expansion at a business level. And trillions is nothing to sneeze at, right? And that's, again, we're just talking of one product. We're not even talking other tangential products, credit cards, personal loans, small business loans. As people, again, get into better access, you really create economic expansion. So that's really what I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of our partners here that we're talking to and some that we've already, you know, started working with, you know, we amp up that opportunity for them to see, like, hey, whether you want to do social impact or not, doesn't really matter. It is a business decision, right? And you look at 44% of the millennial consumer segment, it's black and brown, right? So just from a numbers perspective, the largest consumer segment in the U.S., numbers-wise, are the millennial groups, and they're relatively diverse. And so you have to be able to provide that access. And from a safety and soundness perspective, from a lender, I understand I used to be a bank examiner myself at the Fed. So I fully get it. That's why we are addressing that risk question and concern for a lot of institutions. So we're working to address that. We definitely need those partners to make sure that we do have equitable access for everyone.
What do we need to do to get to that future that you've just painted? What can we do today?
I think today, well, I'm going to do a cheap plug. You could partner with My Own Pathway. We are part of that risk intermediation platform that helps move those consumers. And I think there's a lot more that, you know, the federal government, state governments, and local governments can do to provide access to funding around that development side so supply can be addressed as we work on the risk profiles on the demand side from a consumer perspective. I think there's a ton of opportunities for, you know, other support, you know, within the financial services side. The regulators got to understand that, hey, these banks want to do something innovative and work with innovative organizations like us. So yes, you have to be, you know, obviously protecting of people's information, but you still have to provide the opportunity for financial institutions to test and pilot and work with innovative companies and then expand from there. So we want to make sure that things are within that safety and soundness framework. And so there's a ton of opportunities within that risk intermediation space to help a lot of consumers and to help a lot of lenders.
It is obviously a no-brainer that people want to have access to home ownership. And I would echo your plug. Go check out My Home Pathway to figure out how that can help your consumers, to your customers, to actually get there, to get to home ownership, because that's a dream for many people. Thank you so much, Gosley, for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Walker. Appreciate it.
And until next time, choose to be curious.